Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss. You are watching Going in Raw. You like that?
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going in Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steven Larson. Taped live at the Twitch, twitch.tv/ Steven Larson. And of course, found wherever audio podcasts can be found. Clash of Champions is in the books for the year 2020. Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, the tribal beef, Larson.
Oh, man, so much beef.
There is a lot of beef going on tonight. I thought, let's just get this out of the way. Between 0 and 10, 0 being the crappiest, 10 being the best, how effective did they pull off this match with Jey Uso in the main event?
I'm going to say 9. It could have been 10 if they had let Jay bleed, but also it could have taken away from the emotional core of the story they were telling. I'm not sure yet. You know, like if he was bleeding a ton, it would have been too much.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
like, you know, a little bit
might
have been something.
Of the opinion that, like, if you're going to do a little bit, why even bother? It's Crimson Mask or nothing. I honestly think that it was, I'd agree in 9. I mean, I don't know what else they could have done. Maybe they could have dragged out the drama a little bit more. I only give a 9 because 10 is like perfect and nothing's perfect. I thought it was really, really, really well done.
It was really well done.
The emotion, Roman Reigns. I mean, dude, it's one thing to open up a guy like Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton, which is originally how we thought this was going to go down. But the emotional impact of what he was basically trying to mentally break Jay and then forcing, and then Jimmy basically just saying, look, I can't let this continue anymore. That was a twist I didn't see coming. And then him finally stopping it by acknowledging what Roman Reigns wanted, acknowledgement that he is the tribal chief from
that
the people
at the head of the table. Yes.
From the people in his life that are closest to him. Mm-hmm. I thought that it was absolutely masterful writing right there. I thought it was really, really well done.
It was, and the performances across the board are really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Especially at the end when Jimmy runs out and he's, you know, telling Jay, I got to throw in the towel. You got nothing to prove to him anymore. And, Jay, there's this great moment where Jay is looking at Jimmy and telling him, don't do it. Don't do it. And he looks at Roman and points at him and says one more time, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just little things like that I thought was really well done. Roman's trash talk throughout, you know, like the 3 steps it took for Roman to get to that level of violence, I thought was really, really well done. I mean, to a certain extent, they took a basic kind of format of a wrestling match and tropes and formulas that we're kind of used to in terms of baby faces making the comeback, yada, yada, yada. And really heightened the drama, especially for that third act, because it was a story told in 3 acts.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And at one point when Jay made his final comeback and we all knew, oh, this is when Roman's going to really unleash.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. And even though we knew it was coming, it was still damn effective because everybody was doing such a great job from the performance aspect of things. It was really well done.
It was really, really well done. I love how unsettled everybody is around Roman now. At one point during the match, he checked little Nate Charles Robinson, the ref.
He checked Paul Heyman too.
He checked Paul Heyman.
When Jay wouldn't say that you know, hey, you're my chief. Heyman's like, hey, you're my chief.
Yeah, he came over.
Roman
yeah.
says, I don't want to hear it from you.
Doesn't work that way.
I want to hear it from him.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I thought it was really terrific stuff. I thought it main evented an otherwise relatively entertaining. I mean, though the pay-per-views are pretty breezy these days. You know, this didn't go past. This was right around the 3-hour mark. I thought that there was the opener, the ladder match was absolutely
fantastic.
Stellar. Just stellar.
Fantastic.
It was so creative. These guys, you could tell, have a blast working with each other. Congratulations to you for retaining Big Red. There were a couple of changes that had to be made seemingly at the last minute with Nikki. According to WWE.com, Nikki Cross and Nia Jax were not medically cleared for tonight. And so that led to a change. Obviously, there was no women's tag title match. Asuka versus Zelina Vega landed on the main card. It was going to be on the kickoff. And then Bayley's entire segment was changed as well. We'll get into the details of all that stuff in a bit. But otherwise, I don't know. I thought the matches were fine.
There's one other bit of news coming out of this, too, is it seems like Angel Garza may have gotten hurt at some point. So he did a top rope Spanish fly. And then he hits a knee. Just like a regular knee. And then after he hits that, he's laying on the mat with, I would assume, his injured knee kind of raised in the air like he doesn't want to place it down on the mat. He gets the tag to Andrade, rolls out of the ring. Before he does that, though, ref throws up the X after some conversation with Garza. As soon as he rolls out and it's communicated to backstage that something's wrong, they come out and check on him. And an obvious rushed finish. To get the match over with so they can tend to Garza. Just got to hope that he's all right. But you know, when you're dealing with potential leg or knee injuries, it makes you worry.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, was that supposed to go the other way? Who knows? I'm sure maybe we'll get some more information either from, you know, Fightful or John Pollock or somebody, or maybe Meltzer tonight. But yeah, beyond that, I thought that the matches, with a couple exceptions, were... Raw SmackDown Super Show level matches.
Yeah, you know? The ambulance match was something else.
I was not really a fan of that match.
Not a good match. All the ghosts of Randy Orton's past coming out to get their pound of flesh.
Like, here's the thing. It's really already a gimmick match. And one that I'm not a fan of anyways, the ambulance match. I've never been a fan. You always get the stupid trope. Where, you know, somebody's in there and the guy's about to shut the door and they do this. It's just like a casket match, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of that. But then on top of that, they gimmick it up even more with this Ghosts of Randy Orton's Past thing. I thought it was pretty stupid, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's pretty cheesy.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheesy. As soon as you see the Big Show come out early on, you're like, oh, this is what they're doing.
Right. Even down to the...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say even down to the cheesy Ric Flair. It's fine. It's not terrible storytelling. It's just the match was not good. And then it's overloaded with stuff, you know?
And it feels like it's a situation, too. I understand Randy Orton, he's punted a lot of people in recent months.
Mm-hmm.
But you have that, to an extent, overshadowing what has been a pretty good story between Randy and Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the point can be made, and I thought about it myself, that this made Drew look weak in victory. And I don't know if it's necessarily make him look weak. He just looked somewhat overshadowed by everything else.
There's this
really hot feud between the two of them, which will probably culminate at Hell in a Cell. Sure, this is a way to kind of get around a title change now if they want to have it happen at Hell in the Cell or whatever. I don't know. But it just felt like a letdown.
Uh-huh.
This dude's been pretty good, and it just felt like a huge letdown.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that I thought that it was unnecessary cheese, which I guess, a bit of a letdown. But I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people in chat who are all about that match. Totally cool. That's totally fine. I'm not dogging you guys, but I don't know. It just didn't really do a lot for me. Because you're right. It's been a really good feud, but this I thought it was a bit on the cheesy side. But hey, it wasn't. At least there's this. At least it wasn't. I feel like without all the over gimmick stuff, just a straight up ambulance match probably just would have been boring. At least it wasn't that. At least it wasn't boring.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, another way to potentially look at it, and this is, you know, looking at things hopefully, optimistically, that without kind of the burdens of working those story beats in, of all the interference from Flair and, well, not really Flair, but Michaels and Big Show and Christian and so on, like, could they have come up with a creative approach to the match itself without having to work in those story beats? I just don't know.
It's an ambulance match. Who knows? All right, so to kick things off, because the Asuka's Lena Vega match got kicked up to main show, seemingly Cesaro and Nakamura defended their SmackDown tag team titles against the Lucha Burning House Party. Cause that house party that's a dead party, man. Somebody called the cops on that particular party, Larson.
Yeah. It's going on way too long, apparently.
Yeah.
This was a really fun match. Maybe Lucha House Party would have had a much better luck had they decided not to have Kalisto and Lince Dorado represent them in this match, because they have been the two going at each other over the last few weeks. And yeah, when they worked together, they worked together well, but it wasn't enough to get the win.
There is some fun stuff here. Yeah. Cesaro is still... By the way, Nakamura had guns out tonight, man. They had that great sleeveless version of his outfit. Oh, I know, man.
He's
hitting
the curl bar.
It was awesome. Cesaro's always good with these guys, though. He's always so much fun to watch. And, you know, on SmackDown, Nakamura was a lot of fun with Grand Metalik. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Lucha House Party, they worked well for a little bit. There was a great bit on the outside when Kalisto tried to do, like, a suicide dive or something on Cesaro. Cesaro catches mm-hmm. him. But then Lince comes out, does a suicide dive, which sort of like swings around both of them and lands Cesaro into a DDT. It was a really fun mm-hmm. combo. But in the end, Cesaro and Nakamura, I believe this was to Kalisto.
Yeah.
Cesaro had him in a swing, and they did the thing where Shinsuke comes in with a Kinshasa.
Oh, man. So good.
It was so good. Yeah. So, yeah.
That finish looks like it'd be brutal.
Yeah, I know, brutal. Totally.
I mean, Nakamura, I think, landed the knee on Kalisto's shoulder.
Uh-huh.
But, man, there's a chance for that to be real bad.
Yeah.
Fun match, though. Really good kickoff show match. The main card opened up with a hell of a ladder match.
Whoa, dude. You got to mention John Cena. Peacekeeper himself did the narration for the intro.
That's true. Sorry. Didn't make note of that. Sorry. Ladder match, AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, Jeff Hardy. This is all about Sami Zayn using his thinker up here.
Using handcuffs.
Well, that's a strategy. He thought ahead.
That was good
stuff. Outside the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, handcuffs. Even before that, really fun stuff. There's a crazy spot early on where Jeff Hardy sets up a ladder upside down, so it's open. Yeah. So like a V in the ring. Yeah. And he and AJ are kind of jockeying for position. And then Jeff thinks he has AJ in position, leaps off the second rope. AJ moves, so Jeff goes crashing into, you know, like the middle supports in between the two sides of the ladder. That looked nasty. Jeff had another nasty fall later on, but it's Jeff Hardy, not terribly surprising.
It's kind of what he does. Yeah, I liked get a couple bits here. Sammy, so Jeff Hardy takes out AJ. I guess one of the cool things about this is that there were like a lot of big moves that they did not sell very long. No, like, you know, any of these would have taken Jeff Hardy. When Jeff Hardy hit the Swanton from the top of the ladder mm-hmm. onto the ladder on Sami Zayn,
yeah.
You'd think that'd take both those guys out for a little while. No, Jeff Hardy got up pretty quickly. It kind of felt a bit AEW in that manner, because in AEW, the big moves, they really don't sell it for that long. And it may just for an entertaining match, but, you know, there's just all sorts of very creative stuff. Like, for example, so Jeff Hardy takes out AJ Styles against the barricade, and then Sammy, out of nowhere, was framed perfectly because he didn't see it coming. It just drops him with a huge saluva kick. Mm-hmm. He gets in, climbs the ladder. AJ gets a little tiny ladder, throws it at Sami Zayn. He falls off.
That was good.
Good. There was the bit where Jeff Hardy, for some reason, him and AJ, they tried to sell it that AJ had the advantage in terms of where the ladder was.
Yeah.
And so Jeff Hardy's up there with them. They're fighting, and Jeff Hardy just decides, well, if he's either going to get it or we both need to fall down. So he just sort of tips the ladder over. They both spill. There was that. There was a lot of cool stuff going on here. But anyways, towards the finish, Jeff Hardy spills AJ off the ladder because he had climbed it. Sammy comes to after the Swanton. Rams Jeff into the barricades, and then he gets out handcuffs. Mm-hmm. So he handcuffs Jeff Hardy's earlobe because he didn't have his gauge in it. Mm-hmm. Handcuffs that to like one of the medium sized ladders. Gets in to try to handcuff AJ Styles to the ropes, mm-hmm. but AJ fights him off. And as he does that, Sammy cuffs himself instead to AJ.
It was like mid suplex.
Yeah. Yeah,
he did it mid-suplex.
Yeah.
It was great.
So then AJ tries to just, like, carry him or, like, drag him up, but Sammy just completely deadweights him and then starts, like, wagging his finger like this.
Smiling. It was so good.
Like, you're not going to do that to me. He just deadweights. So which, it's great because in wrestling, like, the only time people really deadweight each other is, like, when they're not getting along in the ring. Mm-hmm. And they'll do that. Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. was a very creative way to do this. So anyways, AJ gets him on his shoulders. He starts climbing up. Meanwhile, Jeff Hardy is like running to the ring, or not. Or he's like walking to the ring.
He's cradling the small ladder next to his head.
Right.
So he doesn't rip the handcuff out of his hole in his ear.
So he's over there. He's trying to like paw at AJ. And meanwhile, the camera catches Sammy, who had like hid the key somewhere in his pocket.
In his mouth. He pulled it
okay,
out of his mouth.
It was his mouth. Okay. So he takes it out. He gets uncuffed. He grabs the cuff that was on him, and he does it. He cuffs it to like the brace mid ladder, so AJ can't climb up. Mm-hmm. Sammy climbs up, gets the titles.
Oh, so good!
You're reigning, still Intercontinental Champion. Yeah. He clarified this in the interview afterwards. I did not regain this. This was always mine.
Yeah, what was great is after he won, so the key to the handcuffs are on the top of the ladder, and AJ's trying to grab it, and Sammy just kind of flicks it away. It was good. Everything about this match was apart from like that one spot Jeff took where, so if Sammy's at the, you know, trying to tip the ladder over from the bottom, and Jeff starts climbing over the top of it to the other side, start trying to walk, you know, climb down the rungs on the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not taking a really nasty fall, mm-hmm. but he ends up taking a really nasty fall and looked like the ladder kind of like came down scissor style on his arm a bit. That was a bit of a nasty fall, but otherwise, fantastic match. Fantastic.
Oh, just really.
Sami Zayn had a hell of a performance.
Really fun stuff. I'm very much looking forward to SmackDown this week to see,
yeah,
what else they're gonna do.
This show in a lot of ways put in pretty stark relief storytelling approaches between the two shows.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I agree with that totally. After that, R-Truth, who had shown up in the kickoff show in various segments, dressed up as like an old prospector, I think. That's what I gather from that.
Mm-hmm.
He's got little Jimmy with him. He's been looking for gold while he's, I think, in an interview being asked about that. Drew Gulak, who had been doing lunges behind him, always being prepared, rolls him up, wins a 24/7 title.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
After that, we had Zelina Vega versus Asuka. Zelina
this
early
a good
on.
Showing. I thought a good showing for Zelina. You know, no one expected her to win.
Yeah.
That being said, she comported herself great in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
She had a strategy. She worked it. She worked over Asuka's arm.
Mm-hmm.
And that finishing sequence, especially at the end, was outstanding.
Yeah, the finishing sequence was really, really good. It was one of the things they replayed, and I was like, okay, I don't know what that was, so it was really good.
Yeah.
Somebody asked for my Steve star ratings for that match. I give it 4. I think I almost gave it 5 stars.
You said 4.75.
4.75 for the ladder match, yeah.
It was really good.
So there was a really, really cool finishing sequence, but in the end, Asuka got the Asuka lock, and Zelina Vega taps out. Like you said, though, really good showing from Zelina Vega.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, like, the finish, I think Zelina was trying to roll up Asuka. Asuka kicks out, another roll up. Asuka kicks out of that right into the Asuka lock. It's fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
After the match, Asuka gets an interview. She says, Zelina is a firecracker, small yet dangerous, but she wasn't ready for Asuka. Camera pans out. Zelina's still standing in the ring. Asuka offers her hand to Zelina. Zelina shakes her head no, then bows to Asuka instead. Asuka returns the bow, and then Zelina kicks her.
Yeah,
and then hits her again, runs out of the ring. Asuka grabs the mic and just starts yelling at her.
Good stuff. Good stuff. After that, we had Apollo Crews versus Lashley for the United States Championship. So Apollo spent a lot of this match beating up Bobby Lashley.
And yeah.
Bobby Lashley, it took him...
two moves.
Yeah, two moves.
Buster, Hurt Lock, win.
So, like, Apollo gets out of a Dominator, does a standing moonsault, frog splash. That gets him two. But then, yeah, Lashley tapped him out.
Crews basically hit everything but his finish in this match.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in control of this match for 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it took Lashley 2 moves to get the win.
Yeah, we'll see where Apollo goes from here. Hopefully he joins the Hurt Business. If you can't beat him, you got to join him, right?
Maybe. We were kind of hoping that Ricochet would join Hurt Business tonight, but
everybody cool should join Hurt Business. And we're both fans of both these guys. They should join
definitely,
Hurt Business.
Definitely, because Hurt Business is cool.
Yeah. But they do like interns. They have 2 internship spots to start out. See how they do in the Hurt Business.
You prove your Hurt Business bona fide before you get moved up out of your probationary period.
Yeah, that right.
Next, we had a Raw tag title match, Andrade and Angel Garza versus Street Profits. This match was going pretty well, in fact. Andrade and Garza are working well together after weeks of, are they going to break up? Are they not? No miscommunications. Everything seemed fine. They were isolating Montez Ford for a good stretch. Dawkins eventually gets a hot tag. He goes on a bit of a run. And then Ford's back in. So he and Garza are kind of jockeying for position on the top rope. Angel hits the Spanish fly off the top, gets a 2. So so Ford's going for the tag in the corner. Andrade pulls Dawkins off the apron. So then Garza hits a knee on Ford. And that's when he talks to the ref. Ref throws up the X.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was the move off the top. I don't know if there's something with the knee. Who knows? I mean, I watched a replay on Twitter afterwards to see if there's anything obvious. And like, there's nothing obvious with the Spanish fly, nothing obvious with the knee. So
the Spanish fly was scary. His head came so close to being, you know, bent back because of it. So, I mean, all I can go off is what people in chat were saying. I mean, they were sort of positing that the non-striking leg of the knee strike maybe was the hamstring there. So it looks like PW Insider is reporting that it's a legitimate thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd suspect, and they rushed to get that match over with.
Oh yeah, no, that's that happened. I mean, including Andrade kicked out of Dawkins' spine buster, and they still rang the bell. You know, that's it's not shocking at all. So hopefully it's nothing too bad.
Too serious, I know.
For Angel Garza.
I hope not. After that, we got a commercial for the WWE Draft starting on SmackDown October 9th. So that is a week from this Friday. Is that
crap. I was gone. Did I get up for that one? When is it? October 9th?
No, I got up for this, and I came back, and I was like, oh, is this a draft commercial? And you were like, yeah. You were here.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't remember a bit of that.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes when you ask me stuff, I'll just be like, uh-huh. That had to have been one of those moments.
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe. Anyway, so it's happening starting October 9th on SmackDown.
Cool. Right on. So news, breaking news. Breaking news from Larson Cole to Steve.
Cole Steve. Yep. After that, we had a Drew Gulak interview. His first rule is always be alert. He was doing lunges up and down the hallway at Thunderdome to stay alert. And he says, I want to dedicate tonight's victory to Akira Tozawa because he was apparently eaten by a shark on Raw.
Yep.
And then Truth comes up from behind. Clocks Drew with a bowl.
Yeah.
Covers him to get the win.
After that, we had a lot of people here in chat are booing the draft. I like drafts. Drafts are fun.
Yeah. We should do another mock draft. That was like one of the best performing videos we ever did when we did our mock draft.
Well, the one in 2017.
Yeah, no, 2016.
2016, yeah.
No. At different times, I know.
Not
that was
the latest
really
one. No. yeah, I'm down for that. That's cool. I still owe you that pizza from the last one.
You do.
All right. So
I don't want to keep score again because that's a real pain in the ass.
Well, I'm sure as hell not going to do it.
Well, I'm not suggesting you do it. I'm just saying let's just not do it.
Oh, okay. That's cool. We could do, we can not do it also. All right. So Bailey comes out with her chair. She says, sad news about Nikki Cross not being cleared. I was looking forward to beating her. I even got new gear. She said, I'm the most dominant. You would have lost. I would have proven that I could have done without Sasha. She says, I just wish it wasn't a forfeit. And then she essentially issues an open challenge. Kind of shocked. Asuka came out. This is one of those things that would have popped the crowd pretty big. The match was nothing. The match was absolutely nothing. I mean, Asuka comes out strong. She drops with a couple German suplexes. Bayley tries to leave early on to get countered out because she don't care. Bayley goes after Asuka's injured arm. In the end, though, Bayley, they're on the outside. Bayley just thunks her with a chair, and Asuka gets the win by DQ. Bayley retains her title, obviously, because that doesn't change hands on a DQ. But then right after that, Sasha out of nowhere hits Bayley with a chair. Beats her up a little bit inside the ring. I think there's a kendo stick involved.
There was.
Yeah, and then right as Bayley was leaving, Sasha like tries to hit her with a chair again. And I don't know if the chair sort of slipped out of her hands or what, but it kind of launched itself out to Bayley and kind of clipped her a little bit. But
as she was leaving, it could have hit the ropes and it kind of bounced back towards Sasha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that continues.
That does continue. Next, we had Randall Keith Orton versus Drew McIntyre in this ambulance match gimmick thing. So early on, Orton's got the upper hand in the ring, hits a draping DDT on Drew, sets up for a punt, and then someone grabs his ankle. You don't see who it is at first. And then he drops his mask. It's Big Show, pulls him out of the ring, choke slams him through the announce table, and then we kind of all see where this is going. So Drew has the advantage for a bit because of that. Kind of no sells. I wonder if he's going to mention it at all. He's like beating up Orton all the way towards the ambulance. He goes to the ambulance, pulls some crutches out. Makes sense why there's crutches in the ambulance. And he pulls out a red folding chair out of the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many ambulances have red folding chairs in it?
Well, at this point, I assume they all do.
No, I think only one.
Oh.
So he hits Orton with it, goes for another shot. Orton picks up one of the crutches, hits Drew in the gut with it, takes the chair, rams it into Drew's face. Then we got a bunch of stuff near the ambulance that really amount to a whole lot. They start brawling backstage, and Orton gets tossed backstage into my chair.
Yeah, that was weird. Chair that I that was weird. It was literally, like, with the exception of some of the wear and tear up there,
yeah,
it was the exact same model as your office
model.
Chair.
It's the exact same model. It was weird. I'd never seen this model anywhere else ever in the history of the world.
A little weird.
So they're brawling near catering. Orton tosses Drew into the wall over there. Christian! He runs in.
Christian!
He lands some shots on Orton. Tosses in into, like, where I would assume the prime rib was on the catering table.
Sounds so good right now.
So he's taken out, or so he's you know, let out by refs. Drew comes to, goes over to him. Sorry, I'm skipping ahead. So then Drew fights Orton back towards the ambulance. He puts Orton on the hood of it. Randy sticks his thumb in Drew's eye and then slams Drew into the windshield. It cuts up Drew's back pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But then it looked like Randy tried to cover Drew on the hood of the ambulance.
Yeah, I don't know if he was just resting back or if he was actually trying to cover him.
He pulled his leg up.
You don't do that when you're resting on somebody?
No. Because if it was just him resting, that's one thing, but he got the leg.
Well, there you go then.
And I think he looked around. Now, maybe it's a thing that he was trying to sell how beat up he was.
I think, like, that, yeah, if it was anything, it was probably that, yeah.
So I'm not saying he screwed up or anything. I just thought it was just funny that it was like he did it and looked around and was like, oh, no ref. Oh, yeah, I can't win this way. So they're brawling on top of the ambulance. Drew kind of gets stomped off there. Orton turns around, bang, super kick from Shawn Michaels, and then just barely pushes him off the ambulance through some tables. Drew picks up Orton, carries him to the ambulance. Orton escapes, RKO. And then Orton pushes Drew in there, closes one door, and is really milking this, goes to close the second door, and then that's when Drew puts his hands out, prevents it. Sticks his thumb in Randy's eye. He gets out, hits Randy with the claymore, puts Randy in the ambulance, starts to close the doors, doesn't, pulls Orton out so his arms and his head are hanging out of the ambulance, hits a punt on him, closes the door for the win. Definitely not as good as the finish I booked. Regardless, Ric Flair, after, like, they keep on banging on the ambulance to pull out like five times, the ref finally goes over there. And there's Ric Flair driving the ambulance. He pulls it out of the arena.
I feel like this has been a really good Raw main event.
Like, it was a decent Raw.
If it was just on Raw, I'd be like, oh, this was fun. Look, they brought all the people back.
It felt like it should have been a Raw with all the interference and stuff.
Like, yeah, right? Anyways.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyways, then we had our main event. No Shirt Roman has all the beef.
Beef.
He promised No Shirt, and he delivered.
Oh, he delivered beef. Lots of No Shirt here.
Beef. All the beef. So you knew Jay was in trouble. I mean, before the match, you knew Jay was in trouble. But early on, Roman charges towards him in the corner. Jay evades. He does a little dancing. And then he dabs on Roman.
Oh, at that point, I really wanted him to get lobotomized by Roman.
Wow.
Right there.
Dabbing on him. Anyways, yeah. Roman just grabs him and throws him out of the ring. Jay hits about three moves. Roman responds with a bunch of moves. Jay hits a couple kicks and a punch. Samoa drop gets two. Goes for the kind of running stink face thing. Roman counters that with a Superman punch. And then Roman goes on a huge run of just offense.
Mm-hmm.
Forearms, headbutts. At one point, Jay chops Roman. Roman completely no-sells it, drops him with the right hand. Just lays it in.
At that point, that's when Roman started. I think that's when he kicked off the, I want you to acknowledge me as the tribal chief.
That was later.
He started talking to him.
Yeah, he
at
was
that
talking.
Point.
This was like the second. This was like three stages of violence. This was the second stage. Because then Roman goes for the clothesline in the corner. Jay gets his feet up. This is when Jay starts getting his last bit of offense. And Jay avoids a punch, sends Roman to the ring post, clotheslines him out of the ring, suicide dive, kicks him out of the ring after he puts him back in, another suicide dive. Jay hits crossbody off the top, gets two, super kick two. Jay goes up top, leaps over Roman. Roman hits a jumping leg drop. Hadn't seen him do this before.
Yeah, that was rad.
Gets a two on that. Roman set up for a spear. Jay jumps over him, and while he's jumping over him, rolls him up. It was really
a really
well
cool counter, yeah.
Jay hits a super kick, splash off the top. Roman kicks out, and while he's in the middle of kicking out, he low blows Jay.
Yeah, the kick out with the shoulder ended up, you know, he low, and then the camera went to close up on Roman, and he smiled. He was actually laughing.
Yeah, yeah,
because he's like, "Oh, I just got him."
And then Roman hits the spear, mm-hmm. and that's when Roman got super serious. Doesn't cover him. It's like, "Hey, Jay, I want you to call me Chief."
Mm-hmm. And he tells the ref, he says, "I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to do this yet." That's when he starts telling him, yeah.
So Jay refuses. Roman hits another spear. And then he takes Jay, and there's a camera ringside, and Roman is talking to camera, and he's holding up Jay's head.
Should be the thumbnail of this video.
Yeah, it's a good image. It's a good image. And he's telling Jay again, call me the Chief. And Jay says, not today. And that's when Roman started laying in on the ground to pound. He's dropping forearms on him. Gets off when Nate's getting close to five. He gets a little Nate's face.
Oh, I've never seen, like, dude, I mean, you know, I was there watching the entire time Triple H was abusing Hebner. This wasn't that. This was Roman. He almost made me cry because he was like, he says, I'm going to punch you so hard and get you out of a job. If you tell me what to do, you don't get in between this. And so the rest of the time, Nate is just sitting there in horror, trying to like insert himself a little bit to what degree he can. Yeah,
because there is one time he asked Jay if he wants to give up. He, mm-hmm. Roman tells the little Nate, shut your mouth and let me go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So Roman's back on Jay, more ground to pound. That's what little Nate sticks his hand in while Roman's dropping shots, asks if Jay wants to give up. And Roman gets up, gives Nate the annoyed face while Jay's saying no. More elbows from Roman. I think these are ones from behind. Jimmy comes out with a towel.
Limping on down.
Yeah, telling Jay, you got nothing to prove to anybody. You got nothing to prove to him. I'm going to throw in the towel. And Jay says, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. More ground to pound for Roman after that. Jimmy throws in the towel. Roman doesn't stop, though. Jimmy rushes to the ring, covers up Jay. You know, like implores Roman, hey, we're family. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. You don't have to do this. Fine, you're the chief. You want me to say you're the chief? You're the chief. Just leave him alone. It was great.
This was great stuff. This was really, I mean, Paul Heyman looked unsettled. Everybody looked thoroughly uncomfortable.
Really well done.
It's a good thing. I wonder if how old are the Jay's kids?
I don't know.
Hopefully they have distance learning. They have to go to school tomorrow. Like, man, your uncle just humiliated your dad.
I know. So when Jay came down the ring, he had some flowers and that he put over the ring post. And so after the match, Heyman put those flowers around Roman.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, boy, this was good stuff.
It was really good. It was really good. You know, like I said earlier, it's the approach to storytelling on SmackDown and Raw is so different. It seems like there's such attention to detail in SmackDown, patience, letting stories breathe.
Yeah.
That we're just not getting on Raw.
Yeah. Again, man, it's one of those things. I'm legitimately curious about the difference in, the writing philosophy, mm-hmm. the writing staff. I mean, we both know, obviously it all comes down to Vince, but it starts mm-hmm. somewhere. It's that kind of stuff is always interesting to me.
Yeah. Definitely, because there is a pretty significant difference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pretty significant difference, yeah. And that was Clash of Champions 2020. Watch the first and last matches, anything between you, if you want to.
If you're a completionist, exactly. Twitch chat, stay tuned. We'll take a couple of questions. But tomorrow we'll be back with News Brief, so check that out. Yep. And actually, News Beef, yeah. Follow us on the Twitter, @RealGoingInRaw. If you want your questions answered on tomorrow's show, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.